you witness which has transpired with regards to the first incident, and that is the boat or the ship. أما السفينة فكانت لمساكين يعملون في البحر فأردت أن أعيبها. As for the ship, it belonged to some poor people who were working in the sea. فأردت أن أعيبها. خضر عليه السلام says, I wish to make a defective damage in it. وكان وراءهم ملك. And there was a king whose evil intention was to snatch every good ship. Every ship that had absolutely no form of defect, he would snatch it and take it away for his own purpose and own benefit. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala inspired Khidr alayhi salatu wa salam, and Khidr alayhi salatu wa salam defected this boat. It was slight damage that caused slight harm to this people, but by doing so, it protected them from the entire ship being snatched away by the king. Ka'b Ahbar rahmatullah alayhi has written that there were 10 brothers, 5 of whom were physically disabled, and the other 5 were sustaining, and they were the breadwinners. So this was their job. They used to take people from one side to another, and the little income that they used to earn, the Quran makes mention that they were masakeen, they were poor people, they owned very little. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, out of his complete knowledge, protected those people and protected their form of income. Little harm came to them immediately, but the ultimate and the outcome of that was for the benefit of those people. So this was the first incident. Outwardly you thought that I was harming someone that was kind to us, but the wisdom of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was to protect the ship of this people so that this income of theirs can remain because of the evil plan of that evil ruler that was waiting for them. Furthermore, وَأَمَّا الْغُلَامُ فَكَانَ أَبَوَاهُ مُؤْمِنَيْنِ فَخَشِينَا أَن يُرْهِقَهُمَا طُغْيَانًا وَكُفْرًا. And with regards to that boy, the Quran says, فَكَانَ أَبَوَاهُ مُؤْمِنَيْنِ. His parents were believers. فَخَشِينَا أَن يُرْهِقَهُمَا طُغْيَانًا وَكُفْرًا. We feared that least he should oppress them by rebellion and disbelief. The Mufassirin had written that this boy's name was Jaisur. Number 2, in the words of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith, that tubi'a kafiran, this boy, if he was going to grow up and mature, then he was going to become a kafir, and he was going to become a disbeliever. And because of the attachment and the love and the bond that existed between him and his parents, he was going to influence his parents towards kufr. Understand, respected listeners, by us giving our children deen and educating them with deen, it is not only benefiting them, but our own security also lies in educating our children with deen. Because of our attachment to them, if we will not give them deen, they will also pull us in the direction that they are going. So the Quran says, كَانَ أَبَوَاهُ مُؤْمِنَيْنَ. This boy's parents were believers, and this boy was to grow up and become a disbeliever. And because of his disbelief and the attachment that his parents had with him, he was going to drag his parents with him towards Jahannam. So this child was taken away before he matured, which apparently looks that what could be the wrong of this child. The statement outwardly looks so nasty and unpleasant, but look at the wisdom of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which is beyond the comprehension and the understanding of the human mind. فَأَرَدْنَا أَن يُبْدِلَهُمَا رَبُّهُمَا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُ زَكَاةً وَأَقْرَبَ رُحْمًا. So we intended that their Lord should change him for them one who is better in righteousness and near to mercy. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala took this child away from those parents, which was indeed a bitter pill to swallow, and it is difficult. But of course, we have been taught by Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those parents who have lost their children before reaching the age of bulugh and puberty, whether boy or girl, it is a great test from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But those that will exercise patience and tolerance and perseverance, the dua taught to us by Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma ja'alhu lana farata wa ja'alhu لنا أجرا وذخرا واجعله لنا شافعا ومشفعا. Oh Allah, make him our provision in the journey that is to come. Make him one who will intercede, and make him one whose intercession will be accepted. The parents, if they will make sabr, then their jannat will be confirmed on the sabr. In fact, I came across one riwayat which Ibn Abi Dunya has quoted and narrated on the authority of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, and likewise Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu anhu, that on the day of Qiyamah, when the entire creation will stand up before Allah, and the entire creation will be thirsty because the sun will be 1 mile above their heads. People will be drowning in their own sweat. These young, masoom, innocent children who left this dunya before the age of buluh, before reaching the age of puberty, will be walking around on the day of Qiyamah with water in their hands. People will be asking them, Kibay, give me some water. Ben, give me some water. These children will say, no, I am looking for my parents. And in that utter confusion, when the entire creation will be thirsty and people will be drowning in their sweat, these young, innocent, masoom children, these are words of consolement for those parents who have lost their children. Make sabr, inshallah, Allah will show you the fruits of the sabr. These children will be running around with water in their hands and they will say, I am looking for my father and my mother. Finally, Allah will link and unite this masoom daughter or this masoom son to her parents and his parents, and then they will quench the thirst of their parents on that day when the thirst will be unbearable. So this is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give them. Now look at the kindness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to these parents. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala took this child away. And according to the riwayat of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, Allah Pak then blessed them with a daughter. And this daughter grew up, got married, and then she gave birth to two prophets. Allahu Akbar. Allah took one son away. And the son that Allah took also was the kindness of Allah. This child was to grow up and become a kafir. And with him he was going to take his parents and a large nation towards Jahannam. Allah took the child away before becoming baligh, making Jannat wajib for him and his parents. Then in replacement Allah Pak gave them a daughter. That daughter grows up and according to the riwayat of Jalalain, she doesn't only become the mother of two prophets, but she also gets married to a Nabi. So her nikah is performed to a Nabi of Bani Israel. And then she gives birth to two prophets according to one narration, and according to another narration she gives birth to even more than two prophets. Allah took one son before becoming baligh, making Jannat wajib for the parents. Allah replaced it by a girl. The girl becomes the mother of two prophets. Her husband becomes a Nabi. And look at the wisdom of Allah Pak. That child was going to take a large army towards Jahannam. This daughter brings about so much barakat that she becomes the mother of a prophet who, on whose hands Allah guided and reformed an entire nation, who will now lead this nation to Jannah. So this is what Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam tells Musa alayhi salam, that this was the wisdom of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in this decision of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That outwardly you thought I killed this child innocently, but this is what was the plan of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah give us the understanding of realizing that whatever Allah does is but for is for the good and the benefit of insan. Our understanding is limited, our knowledge is limited. Allah in his divine and complete and kamil knowledge makes decision in his creation. وَأَمَّا الْجِدَارُ فَكَانَ لِغُلَامَيْنِ يَتِيمَيْنِ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ وَكَانَ تَحْتَهُ كَنْزٌ لَهُمَا وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا. And with regards to the wall, it belonged to two orphan boys in the town. I mentioned the name of the town was in Taqiyya, and there was under it a treasure belonging to them. The father was a righteous man. The Quran says, وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا. The father had left behind a treasure beneath this wall. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made special provisions for the protection of this treasure on the grounds of the piety of this father. This is what Muhammad ibn Munkadir rahmatullah alayhi says, Inna Allah ta'ala la yahfadhu bil rajul salih waladahu wa walada waladihi wa duwairatu allati hawlahu. That on the grounds of a pious man, because of his piety, Allah Pak protects him, his children, his grandchildren, and those people living in his neighborhood. Allah made special protection. We are worried about our children after our demise. If we will develop taqwa and implement the fear of Allah, Allah will take care for them and Allah will protect them. وَهُوَ يَتَوَلَّ الصَّالِحِينَ. Allah befriends those that are pious. اللَّهُ وَلِيُّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah says, I am the friend of the believers. So Allah Pak commanded Khidr alayhi salam to straighten the wall so that the treasures of those people, those orphans, cannot be exposed. And it was the intention of your Lord, فَأَرَادَ رَبُّكَ أَن يَبْلُغَا أَشُدَّهُمَا, that these two young children should reach the full strength and then they can withdraw their own treasures. رَحْمَةً مِنْ رَبِّكَ, which was as a mercy from your Lord. وَمَا فَعَلْتُهُ عَنْ أَمْرِي, and I did not do this out of my own accord. ذَلِكَ تَأْوِيلُ مَا لَمْ تَسْطِعْ عَلَيْهِ صَبْرًا. O Musa, that is the interpretation of those things over which you could not hold patience. Now, what was this treasure? According to one riwayat of Tirmizi on the authority of Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, the father had left behind some gold and silver, and there was some gold plates on which he had left some advice for his children. Allahu Akbar. May Allah also give us the tawfiq and the ability to leave such words of wisdom for our children. On the one side it was written, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. And then it was written, Ajibtu liman yu'minu bil qadri kayfa yahzun. I'm astonished with that person who believes and relies in the taqdeer of Allah. Ma asabakum min musibatin fa bima kasabat aydikum. That whatever is happening is through the doings of action. The other ayat of the Quran where Allah says everything has been written, Likay la tafrahu bima at. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that whatever happens, whether good or bad, has been decided. So I'm astonished at that person who believes in taqdeer and knows only that is happening which has been decided. How does he still regret the loss of this dunya? How does he still become depressed or sad or experiences regret or remorse, knowing very well that what was put out, ma asabak, what afflicted you could not avoid you, and what avoided you could not afflict you. In fact, under the commentary, wa yaf'alu Allahu ma yasha, and Allah does what he wishes. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu and Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu have mentioned that it is compulsory for every believer to believe that what you have achieved was impossible not to achieve, and what you failed to achieve was impossible to achieve. What afflicted you could never avoid you, and what avoided you could never afflict you. And then these two sahaba mention, if that is not the level of your iman, then your abode is Jahannam. Further, the advice of the father, عَجِبْتُ لِمَنْ يُؤْمِنُ بِالْحِسَابِ كَيْفَ يَغْفُلْ. I'm astonished at that person who believes that he has to give account before Allah, and he has to give hisab before Allah, yet he loves a life of unmindfulness. عَجِبْتُ لِمَنْ يُؤْمِنُ بِالْمَوْتِ كَيْفَ يَفْرَحْ. I'm astonished at that person who believes in death. How does he get fascinated with this dunya? Someone asked one sahabi, أَكَانَ أَصْحَابُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَضْحَكُونَ. Did the companions of Nabi alayhi salam smile and laugh? He said, yes, na'am, wal imanu fi qulubihim a'zamu min al-jibal. They smiled, but the iman in the heart was more firm and more strong and stable than the mountains. Develop that level of iman, then you can also smile. A healthy person, if occasionally he has cold ring or something that is not very beneficial to the body, it is not so harmful because he is a healthy person, his body has that amount of vitamins. But a person who is not healthy, who is sick, and then he eats these types of food which is harmful, this will be very harmful to him. Likewise, sahaba ikram, the iman was stronger and more firm than mountains. Occasionally they used to smile. We whose iman is very weak, what is it that it allows us to laugh and giggle and enjoy the things of this dunya, which Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ مَا أَعْلَمْ لَضَحِكْتُمْ قَلِيلًا وَلَبَكَيْتُمْ كَثِيرًا. If Allah has to reveal to you what I know, you will spend your time crying and you won't find time to laugh. عَجِبْتُ لِمَنْ يَعْرِفِ الدُّنْيَا وَتَقَلُّبِهَا بِأَهْلِهَا كَيْفَ يَطْمَئِنَّ إِلَيْهَا. I am astonished at that person who recognizes and acknowledges how deceptive this world is, yet he finds pleasure in this dunya. And then it was written, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ مُحَمَّدٌ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. And on the reverse side it was written, أَنَا اللَّهِ I am Allah. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا. There is no deity, no power, no ism other than me. وَحْدِي I am alone. لَا شَرِيكَ لِي I have no partner. خَلَقْتُ الْخَيْرَ وَالشَّرَّ. I have created good and evil. That is our belief. Good and evil comes from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. فَطُوبَى لِمَنْ خَلَقْتُهُ لِلْخَيْرِ. Lucky and fortunate is that person for whom I have written good. Like Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, طُوبَى لِعَبْدٍ جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ مِفْتَاحًا لِلْخَيْرِ وَمِغْلَاقًا لِلشَّرِ. Lucky is that person whom Allah makes a key to good and a lock to evil. That person through whom Allah Pak opens the doors of good and Allah closes evil. Like is the quality of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was mentioned in the previous scriptures, أَفْتَحُ بِهِ أَعْيُنًا عُمْيَا آذَانًا سُمَّا قُلُوبًا غُلْفًا. That through the coming of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Pak will open those sealed hearts. Allah Pak will remove deafness from the ears of people, and Allah will remove the veils from the eyes of people which did not allow them to recognize the truth. So this was the treasure left behind. Khidr alayhi salam was commanded by Allah to straighten the wall so that these treasures could be preserved. Now what is being explained here, that why should these innocent yatim be deprived of their treasures because of the evil of the people of that locality. The people of the locality, it was their misfortune that they could not entertain such guests like Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam and Musa alayhi salam. Why grudge those people? Again, why use the wrong of the people of the locality against these two orphans? And this was now the point of separation between Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam. From this, respected listeners, we learn and understand that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has His wisdom in what He does. The mother of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, or rather Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam, that is Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam's mother, the nani of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, she made dua to Allah, inni nadartu laka ma fi batni muharraran fataqabbal minni. Oh Allah, whatever is in my stomach, hoping that it is a male, I make it waqf to the service of Baytul Muqaddas. Falamma wada'atha, when she gave birth, qalat rabbi inni wada'tuha unta, she gave birth to a girl. She was desirous of a son, and the object of the son also was to serve the deen of Allah. Outwardly, her dua was not accepted. Like these people, they were so kind to Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam. Yet on the outward, what happened? Harm came to their boat. Apparently, what is happening and what is the wisdom of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala behind this incident? So Allah Pak blessed her with a daughter. That is the mother. Allah Pak blessed the mother of Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam with a daughter. And that daughter is, of course, Maryam alayhi salam herself. وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُكَ الْأُنْثَى. Allah says, oh, the mother of Maryam, the son that you wanted cannot be equal to this daughter. This daughter is so great that the Quran says, وَأُمُّهُ الصِّدِّيقَ. The mother of Isa alayhi salam was the most honest woman. And Allah says, وَجَعَلْنَاهَا وَبْنَهَا آيَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. That we made Maryam alayhi salam and her son as a sign of the greatness of Allah till the day of Qiyamah. So what she asked and what Allah gave and what was the wisdom of Allah, she then becomes the mother of Isa alayhi salam, whom the Quran doesn't tire in boasting and bragging about. وَمَرْيَمَ بَنَتَ عِمْرَانَ الَّتِي أَحْصَنَتْ فَرْجَهَا فَنَفَخْنَا فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِنَا. Allah has only taken the name of one woman in the Quran, and that is Maryam alayhi salam. And wherever Allah has taken the name, Allah has boasted about her. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the understanding of realizing that Allah has His wisdom in every decision of His. فعل الحكيم لا يخلو عن الحكمة. Now something else I wish to discuss here is the hayat and the mamat of Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam. While we have discussed this, many times people question this, that we have heard that Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam is alive. Very briefly, I'm going to discuss this inshallah. First, we will mention the proof of those ulama who are of the opinion that Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam is alive. Imam Hakim has quoted one hadith in his Mustadrak on the authority of Anas radiallahu anhu, that after the demise of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, one person, white bearded, came into the gathering. Sahaba Ikram was still mourning the demise of Nabi alayhi salam, which Fatima radiallahu anha says, Subbat alayya masaibu law annaha subbat ala al-ayyam sirna layaliya. Such a calamity has befallen me on the demise of the master of both the worlds, that if that calamity and if this musibat, subbat alayya masaibu لو أنها سبت على الأيام, if that calamity has to come onto the day, it is so colossal and it is so mammoth and it is so heavy that the day will be converted into the night. This person came into the gathering and then he said few words. He said, إِنَّ فِي اللَّهِ عَزَاءً مِّن كُلِّ مُصِيبَةٍ وَعِوَضًا مِّن كُلِّ فَائِتٍ وَخَلَفًا مِّن كُلِّ هَالِكٍ فَإِلَى اللَّهِ فَأَنِيبُوا وَإِلَيْهِ فَارْغَبُوا فَإِنَّمَا الْمَحْرُومُ مَنْ حُرِمَ الثَّوَابُ. That verily in the court of Allah, sabr is the only thing that can replace and substitute every calamity. So turn to Allah and focus on the pleasure of Allah. For verily that person who will be deprived of the reward of sabr on a difficulty is the person who is truly deprived. He said these words and he left the gathering. After he left the gathering, Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu told the rest of the Sahaba that this person who came in this gathering is Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam. Now Imam Jazri rahmatullah alayhi has quoted this hadith in Hisne Haseen, and it is the condition of Imam Jazri that he only quotes authentic narration. So this is the first proof to the credit of those people who are of the opinion that Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam is still alive. The Quran is sakit and silent about his life and death. However, those that maintain the view that he is alive, this is the first proof that they give that he is still alive. The second proof, which Ibn Abi Dunya has quoted in his Kitab al-Hawatif, that Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu met Khidr alayhi salam, and Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam taught Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu some dua. Ya man la yushghiluhu sam'un an sam'in, wa ya man la tughlituhu al-masail, wa ya man la yabrahu min ilha'il mulihin, adhiqni barda afwika wa halawata maghfiratik. Oh, that being, he told me, Ali radiallahu anhu read this dua after every namaz. Oh, that being who does not get tired by being repeatedly asked, and oh, that being who does not get confused by the various questions of his creation, and oh, that Allah who does not get confused by thousands of people asking him at the same time, bikhtilafi lughatiha wa lahjatiha, the entire creation in the various languages and accent, if one person speaks to us in our same language but in a different accent, it becomes difficult for us to understand. The entire creation in the diversity of language and everything else, the accent being different, the language being different. And they ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah does not get confused, and Allah understands and has the ability of fulfilling the need of every individual. Adhiqni barda afwik, O Allah, make me taste the sweetness of your forgiveness. So Ibn Abi Dunya has quoted this hadith in Kitab al-Hawatif, that Ali radiallahu anhu met Hazrat Khidr alayhi salam, and these du'as were taught to Ali radiallahu anhu by Khidr alayhi salam. And in the same kitab, he has also quoted the mulaqat of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu to Khidr alayhi salatu wa salam, which is the second proof of those ulama who maintain the view that Khidr alayhi salam is alive. The third proof that they mention is that prior to Qiyamah, when Dajjal will come out, which Nabi alayhi salam has described, I haven't got the time to go into the detail, where the Sahaba said, Ma lubthuhu ala al-ardi ya Rasulallah, how long will Dajjal remain on this earth? Nabi alayhi salam said, 40 days. And then he will tour the entire dunya, yawmun ka sanatin wa yawmun ka shahrin. But he will not able to come to Medina. However, one youngster will come out of Medina, rajulun min khayrin nas, who will be amongst the best of people. Dajjal will come to this person, and he will tell the people, I'm going to this person will tell him that you are no one but Dajjal. So he will tell the people, if I split this man in two and then I give him life, will you accept that I am Dajjal? Will you accept that I am your deity and I am the ism to be worshipped? So everybody will say, yeah. He will point to this person, split the man in two, and then once again give life to this person. The entire creation, the vast majority of people rather, the vast majority will be impressed at this power of his, which will be istidraj, and they will accept him as the deity. However, this youngster on whom this miracle will take place, so to say, he will, after getting up and once again being given life, he will say, this has only confirmed that you are Dajjal, because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us that you are going to do this. Now the ulama ikram or the general muhaddithin have explained that this person is Khidr alayhi salam. The description in the hadith comes, shabun mumtaliyun shababan, a young person who will be in his prime and will be in full youth. Generally, the muhaddithin refer that this person will be Khidr alayhi salam. However, this is not an authentic proof, because this is not, the hadith only says that there will be one person, and the hadith does not mention, the hadith does say it will be a good person, but the hadith does not mention it will be Khidr alayhi salam. This which has been narrated in the books of hadith or by the scholars of hadith that it will be Khidr alayhi salam, the ulama say this is the opinion of one of the ruwat in the narrator of the hadith, and that is the call or the verdict or the opinion of Ma'mar. So basically, these were the proofs of those that were of the opinion that he is alive. With regards to those of the ulama that are of the opinion that he is not alive, the first proof being, وَمَا جَعَلْنَا لِبَشْرٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ الْخُلْدِ, that no human being has been given eternity on this dunya. The second major proof being, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ لَمَا آتَيْتُكُم مِّن كِتَابٍ وَحِكْمَةٍ, that just as Allah had taken a pledge from the entire creation that will come on this dunya and worship Allah alone, likewise Allah had taken a pledge from all the prophets that when you come in this dunya, if my Nabi comes in your era, then you will have to accept Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّ, and assist him. So this ayat demands that if Khidr alayhi salam was alive in the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he had to come and express his iman on the hands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was a pledge taken by Allah from all the prophets, that you will go and practice the religion that I have given to you. However, in your era, if my Nabi comes, then to express the virtue of Nabi alayhi salam, you'll have to bring iman and follow the teachings of my Nabi. And Khidr alayhi salam did not come and express his iman to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is an indication that Khidr alayhi salam was not alive in the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is one of the greatest proof that the ulama hold, those that are of the opinion that he left this dunya. The second proof is that in Muslim Sharif, there is one riwayat when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told his sahaba, أَرَأَيْتَكُمْ لَيْلَتَكُمْ هَذِهِ فَإِنَّ عَلَى رَأْسِ مِئَةِ سَنَةٍ مِنْهَا لَا يَبْقَى مِمَّنْ هُوَ عَلَى ظَهْرِ الْأَرْضِ. الْأَرْضِ أَحَدٌ. That all my Sahaba, whoever is living on the face of this earth today, in a century from today, everybody who is present today will be dead. So those ulama who say that he is dead, say that even if he was alive, even if Khidr alayhi salam was living, according to this hadith of Nabi alayhi salam, that the day he mentioned it, from that day, 1 century later, whoever was present at that time, according to this hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, had passed away or will pass away. So even if Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam was alive, but as mentioned by this hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that whoever was present in 100 years later to come, everybody who was present at that time will pass away. The famous Naqid al-Hadith Ibn Jawzi has actually compiled one entire booklet on this aspect, which he has titled, if I stand under correction, Ujalatul Muntadhir fi Sharh Hal al-Khidr, explaining and gathering all the hadith that explain the life and the death of Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam. And he has come to the conclusion that those hadith are weak. And then we come to the conclusion which Mufassir, the great Mufassir Abu Hayyan, has mentioned in Tafsir Bahrul Muhit, wal jumhuru ala annahu mat wallahu a'lam wa ilmuhu atam, that the vast majority of the ulama hold the opinion that Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam has passed away, and this is the verdict of the majority of the ulama. Now, while mentioning this also, before I conclude with today's program, we can round up the incident of Musa alayhi salam, I want to conclude with the death of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Very briefly, I'm going to explain this hadith, which comes in the second volume of Muslim Sharif, under the Fazail of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, on the authority of Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu. Sayyidul Awwaleen, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, says, Ursila Malakul Maut ila Musa alayhi salam. Malakul Maut was sent to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, there are certain areas of explanation in this hadith, so I will be, inshallah, merging the matan of the hadith with the commentary, that is the text of the hadith with the commentary, so that there is no misunderstanding. This angel came to Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam was busy doing something, he was occupied in his work. This angel came in the form of a human. Musa alayhi salam did not know that this was an angel. Falamma ja'ahu, when he came to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, sakkahu, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam slapped this angel, knowing not that he is an angel. Faqafa'a aynahu, intending not to hurt him, but because of the strength of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, this person, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, hurt his eye and injured his eye. فَرَجَعَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ, this person disappeared and this angel went back to Allah. And he told Allah, أَرْسَلْتَنِي إِلَىٰ عَبْدٍ لَا يُرِيدُ الْمَوْتِ, oh Allah, you send me to one servant of yours who doesn't want to die. I went to him to take out his soul and he slapped me one. I mentioned he came in the form of a human. Number two, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam did not know he was an angel. And number three, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam did not intend hurting him, as he got hurt, which happened previously also when he punched that person and that person passed away. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala told this angel, now you return in the form of an angel and go back to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, expressing and making it evident that you are an angel. And give him this option. يَضَعُ يَدَهُ عَلَى مَتَنِ ثَوْرٍ فَلَهُ بِمَا غَطَّتْ يَدُهُ بِكُلِّ شَعْرَةٍ سَنَى. Tell him to place his hand on the back of a bull, and equivalent to every strand of hair that he touches, he will be given one additional year to stay in this dunya. So this angel comes back to Musa alayhi salam, now in the form of Malakul Maut, in the form of an angel. Musa alayhi salam recognized that this is an angel, he welcomes him. The angel says that I have come from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and it was me who had come the first time. I have mentioned that I am merging the commentary with the text of the hadith, and I have come to take out your soul. However, Allah has given you this option that you can place your hand on the back of a bull, and equivalent to how much hair you can touch, in exchange of every hair, you will be given 1 year in this dunya. So Musa alayhi salam said, and after that, if I'm given so many years of life, after that comes what? Ya Rabbi thumma ma, what comes after that? So Allah said, thereafter mort and death of Musa alayhi salam. So he said, al-an, then if I am going to die, whether after 50 or 60 years, when death is inevitable, then rather let me meet Allah right now. So he asked Allah, the words of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَسَأَلَ اللَّهَ أَيُّدْنِيهِ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ الْمُقَدَّسَةِ, that, oh Allah, bring me close to the sacred land. And Nabi alayhi salam telling his sahaba, فَلَوْ كُنْتُ ثَمَّ لَأَرَيْتُكُمْ قَبْرَهُ إِلَىٰ جَانِبِ الطَّرِيقِ تَحْتَ الْكَثِيبِ الْأَحْمَرِ, that if I had to be present there in that sacred land, I would have pointed out to you the grave of Musa radiallahu anhu, Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam, beneath this red hill. Nevertheless, the time came close, and this was the incident mentioned in Muslim Sharif about the death of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. I conclude with one virtue of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, with which I round up this entire incident of Surah Taha. In the next tafsir, inshallah, we will be completing the tafsir of Surah Taha, wherein Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala discusses various other aspects besides the life of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says on the day of Qiyamah, when the entire creation will be unconscious, فَأَكُونُ أَوَّلُ مَنْ يُفِيقُ, I will be the first person who will gain consciousness on the day of Qiyamah. فَإِذَا مُوسَى بَاطِشٌ بِجَانِبِ الْعَرْشِ, and then I will come to the court of Allah, but I will find Musa alayhi salatu wasalam holding the throne of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. فَلَا أَدْرِي أَحُوسِبَ بِصَعْقَةِ يَوْمِ التُّورِ أَوْ بُعِثَ قَبْلِ. Now I cannot say, will it be that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was exempted from becoming unconscious when the entire creation will be unconscious, and that is the day of Qiyamah? Because I will be the first person who will be given life and I will stand up. But when I come to the throne of Allah, Musa alayhi salam will be there before me. Now I don't know, did Allah Pak exempt him from this day of losing consciousness because he already lost his consciousness on Mount Tur when he desired seeing the countenance of Allah, or Allah Pak had given him consciousness before me? Nabi alayhi salam has mentioned this hadith expressing and indicating the virtue of Musa alayhi salam, that I will be the first one to come in the court of Allah, but when I get there, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam will already be in the court of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We make dua to the Almighty Allah. May He shower His blessings on Musa alayhi salam, Harun alayhi salam, Khidr alayhi salam, and all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the ability of imitating Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and the master of all prophets, Muhammad ibn Abdullah alayhi salatu wa taslim. Wa akhiru da'wana anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Tabaraka wa ta'ala, after discussing the detailed incident of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in this chapter in particular, as I had mentioned that another name of Surah Taha is also Surah Kaleem, as recorded by Imam Sakhawi rahmatullah alayhi, because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has discussed Musa alayhi salam in great detail, then Allah says to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that in the very same way we relate to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some information of what happened before you. كذلك نقص عليك من أنباء ما قد سبق وقد آتيناك من لدن